Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon, and I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more bizarre, original, goofy, unexplainable live experiences in radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. That should make you feel good right there. We have no idea what's going to happen. And number three, RoboPaul is tired. We got to do something about that guy. Oh, I'm sorry. And we don't care. That was it. We don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one classic serving of a Farrell's Zoo. A Farrell's Zoo. Now, what's that? That's chocolate ice cream, vanilla ice cream, strawberry ice cream, and butterscotch ice cream with lemon, raspberry, and peach sherbet. With marshmallow, hot chocolate, banana, and cherry toppings with whipped cream and a cherry. I give up. How about that? Buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. If you listened to yesterday, you found out that my lovely wife gave my dog a 95% grade for being a dog, and I got 88% for doing radio. Uh-oh. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. Why not? We don't hit 350. That's why. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Nobody knows. Review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. And we're answering life's questions about life's questions. And at the moment, we do have another Daily Double. Boy, you nailed that. That was perfect. Good job. First of all, why are pennies bigger than dimes? Right? That doesn't make any sense at all. Why is a penny bigger than a dime? Somebody explain that to me. Question number two, what was the best thing before sliced bread? That's the best thing since sliced bread. What about before sliced bread? That's what I want to know. Bible trivia for cool and crummy prizes. Today we're actually doing that. We're actually giving something away. The storehouse is so full, if we don't give stuff away, they're going to start giving stuff away. So we got to give it away. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
If we can hit that bullseye, the rest of the dominoes will fall like a house of cards. Checkmate.
Excellent soundbite. Boy, oh boy, you're doing good today. We're doing that living life as a Christian thingy. Your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Yeah, we got none of that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, it's 2 full hours. Get ready.
Don't take your love away from me.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
This hour brought to you in part by Jason with Park Place Funding. Call him today and ask about his special for KPRZ listeners, 949-282-8428.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery. So just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803 or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. Best part? All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon. Here's today's Wall Street Report. The U.S. stock market fell today on concerns that a budget deal is unraveling at the House. The Dow Jones average was down 133 points today at 15,168 on the blue chips. The Nasdaq down another 21 points at 3794 on the high techs. And the S&P down 12 points, 1698. All three of the major indexes lower on this Tuesday. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own long-term retirement plans in place, that's exactly the kind of work that I do for my clients each and every day. IRAs, Roth IRAs, rollovers, 401ks, inheritance planning, and of course, most importantly, retirement income planning. Call me to get your free consultation with me. The office number here is 800-727-PLAN. Make sure you ask for my brand new book. It's called Retirement Rescue. I am the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation, 800-727-PLAN. That's 1-800-727-PLAN.
Attention KPRZ listeners, the following is a very important announcement from Jason Barth of Park Place Funding.
It couldn't be a better time to take advantage of this market because right now the rates on a 30-year fix are at a 4.375, and that's at no cost, and that's having closing costs paid for it, and you can also have your taxes and your insurance paid for as well. We're also doing VA loans, FHA loans, VA loan with zero down at no cost of a 3.875, that's a 30-year fix, as well as FHA, 3.5 down at a 3.875, also a 30-year fixed at no cost. Anytime's a good time to give me a call at area code 949-282-8428, and looking forward to meeting you.
Call Jason Barth with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can also go to parkplacefunding.net, 949-282-8428. Park Place is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862, 949-282-8428.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Or don't like it, and or make a comment. Or don't type in. Either way. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience. Because, a good one right there, ladies and gentlemen. This segment brought to you by our good friends at Zero Res. Zero Res and our good friend Brian Holland. By the way, I met Brian's wife. Did I tell you that on Thursday last week at the pastor's meeting? Very nice lady. Zero Res uses scientifically proven empowered water instead of chemicals to sanitize your carpet, leaving it soft, smelling fresh, and it dries quickly. It's so completely safe for pets, kids, allergy sufferers. The two techs that I had at my house, they really did know their stuff. The one guy started telling me about the elements in the chemical breakdown in the carpets. And then he's like, so we introduce this element into it, and it breaks the dirt down, and then it kind of gets all goofy, and then this stuff pulls it all up, and it's clean, gets back to its... I'm like, what? I'm just paying you here to clean my carpets. What? And so he knew every element about it. I'm like, wow. Here's the deal. You call 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. Or you go to ZeroResSanDiego.com. That's if you want to just check it out online. That's up to you. The deal is $129 for three rooms, includes a hallway. It's their kind of football schedule, but we're getting ready to do a little bit of a holiday special. So a football special into a holiday special into eventually a Christmas special into a New Year special eventually. But here's the deal. $129. Here's the thing. Yeah, get a 30-day, you got to love it guarantee. That's what you care about. That you get it done, you look at it, and you go, wow, nice. Okay, 858-486-4100 for Zero Res and our good friends there at Brian and his wife. Very nice people, which is kind of cool. That's part of the process. Okay, ladies and germs, I've been handed some interesting news. I don't want to say it's breaking news. So for sound check purposes, you don't want to go breaking news. That was my breaking news noise. That wasn't bad. Okay, it was terrible. Anyway, somebody sent me an email just before I came on the air. It's one of my the people that I talk to that we get involved with when we have interviews and so on and so forth. Guess what, ladies and germs? Guess what? Roma Downey and Mark Burnett at it again. They're coming out in February 28th, 2014. So it's a little bit away, but it's February 28th, 2014. The movie called The Son of God, a movie about Jesus Christ, and not just Jesus from a historical point of view, but Jesus as the Son of God. They're doing a movie. Now, we already saw they did the series The Bible and did a great job with that. Now they're doing a movie called The Son of God, coming out February 28th, 2014. Here's what Pastor Rick Warren had to say about it, and I got to appreciate this. He said, I've seen most of the films about Jesus produced in the past 50 years. Me too, Rick. I gotcha. He said, this one is the best Jesus movie I have ever seen. Wow. That's a huge endorsement. So just to let you know, laying the groundwork, February 28th, 2014, here it comes from Mark Burnett and Roma Downey, The Son of God, the movie Son of God, coming out from 20th Century Fox. Pretty cool, huh? What do you think? That's pretty cool. Guess who's going to end up being back on our show? That's right, Mark Burnett and Roma Downey. Right, because the last time they were on the show, they said, we've been through the Spoon Experience. God bless them. That's funny. Anyway, so we got that taken care of, so I want to make sure we took care of that. Okay, now to things that will keep RoboPaul really hopping. All right, get ready to be really hopping. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you saw it yesterday or not, but the San Diego Chargers, ladies and gentlemen, the San Diego Chargers played a nice game. What do you think, RoboPaul? What do you think? Do you think they played a good game?
They really, really impressed me. Phillip Rivers said it best. He said it was an old school NFL win. They ran the ball, controlled time of possession, and were able to keep Andrew Luck out of the end zone. That was very impressive.
They did a great job. They saved thus far their season. If they had gone 2-4 as opposed to 3-3, they'd have been out. They'd been gone.
Oh, absolutely. Because you got the two last undefeated teams in the NFL, the Chiefs and the Broncos in their division. One of those teams is going to win the division. One of them is going to get the top wild card. So basically you're competing with the rest of the NFL, rest of the AFC for the sixth and final wild card spot.
So it's a best. We're hoping for something good. But look, the Chargers played good. And when they play bad, we say so. And when they play good, we say so. And they did a good job. So I want to give them all the props. Nice job to Phillip Rivers and the Chargers. They did a good job. They played all 60 minutes. Wow.
Which is not something we're used to seeing out of the Chargers.
Not something we're used to seeing. Number two, the other thing I want to say. So, and I just want to tell everybody, all right, so now you can do the sound checks. Now I'm not going to talk to you about stuff like that. I just want to say thank you to everybody for sending the emails. You know, you can send us an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Guess what? I've been getting emails. And let me tell you something. I know it doesn't seem like a lot to you to write down a line or two and say, hey, thank you, or a couple of paragraphs. It means a lot. It means a lot to me because it helps me, encourages me when times are harder. Now, sometimes things are going great, and I'm, yeah. But then sometimes things aren't going great, and you're going, nah. And so sometimes you need a little uplifting. You need a word. You need a word of life. You need something spoken to you. And that email is like a home run. The email is like a home run. Just bam, knocks it out of the park and makes you feel like, yeah, it's you appreciate it, and people are praying for you, and it's and stuff. But keep sending those emails. Don't hesitate. I really appreciate it, and we've gotten lots. And you know what? I want to get lots more because it's cool. All right. So I just want to say to everybody, thank you for all your emails. They're a blessing. Okay. Now that I said all that, I've only got 3.5 minutes to tell you what's going on in my life. Here's what's going. Remember how I've told you many times that I'm just like everybody else, only I just happen to have a bigger mouth and a radio show? I've said that quite a bit. And that's more true than you know, and no finer example than today. Today I got into the office, and I'm feeling like got into the studio. Actually, it is the office on the other half of the building. And I'm all like, oh, things are going great, da-da-da-da-da-da. I got a phone call from the last place that we lived. The wife and I had prepared our budget because we knew we would owe a little bit of money. And so we prepared our budget. So you know what our budget preparation was? We've been saving and scraping and so on and so forth. Our budget preparation was a little over $500. You know, I told her six something, but I thought it was going to be five. Okay, $500. And we were ready. I was ready. So I got the phone call from the place. They're not bad people or anything like that. The guys there are great people, but the company's kind of, eh. Anyway, hey, Mr. Spoon, how you doing? I'm doing great. All right, we got your final bill. Oh, great. What's my final bill? Now, listen, I'm expecting 450, 475, 500, 5 1/4. I'm expecting that. $1,885. What? $1,885. You know how people talk about sticker shock? Well, I went into sticker shock. I'm like, what? And then what's the first thing that happens when somebody gives you news like that, when you're budgeted for $500 and it's $1,800? How do you respond? Are you usually pretty, oh, well, I'm so happy it's $1,300 more that I don't have. That's awesome. I can't wait to pay money I don't have. I don't have the $500. Now it's $1,800. Awesome. No, that wasn't my attitude. I'm just being honest. At first, I was like mad. Do you ever get that way where you get news and you're like, arr, and then I'm like, okay, Dave, calm down. Calm down, Dave. You need to ask God for patience right now. Lord, give me patience. I mean, it's not these guys' fault. You know, it might be an accounting error or something like that. So then I calmed down. Then you know what happened? I got angry again. I did. And I was like, oh, I can't believe it's $1,800. I'm budgeted for $1,500. I don't have $1,300. I can sell my ear and maybe get $1,300. I don't have it. I don't know what I'm going to do. Then I asked God for patience again. Then I had to challenge myself to be humble and not to be so mad and to trust him. And I just want to say, for those of you that understand exactly what I'm talking about, sometimes it's hard to trust. Sometimes the circumstance is a little bigger, the debt is a little greater, and the exasperation on your face is a little more intense.
So when you ask God for patience, does he make you a doctor?
No, he doesn't make me a doctor. He makes me Jobinian, which is like, oy, oy, oy,
I thought
oy,
maybe
oy.
He gave you a doctorate and you just started, you know, treating people.
Yeah. You know, it's like the most terrible thing is you tell the Lord, I'm ready for anything. I'm ready for anything.
Never say
And it's
that.
Like $1,300 and you think it'd be the end of the world. It's like, hey, right now, it's the end of the world. That's how it feels. So, of course, the passage that comes to mind is what? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, of course. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will direct your paths. Now, the answer to that is that's the right thing and that's what I should do. What I need is prayer from the audience to help me do it. I'm just like you. I go through the same kind of things. $1,300 more. Only God in his power can help me get through this mess. I'm going to have to trust him, and I'll keep you updated as we go. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, man, oh man, oh man.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
When we had a short list of the people we wanted to go out and interview, these people were threatened and they actually pulled out and said, you know, we're not prepared to come out and tell our story because we know people are out there looking for us and they're quite prepared to do whatever it takes to harm us.
Right now, Christians in Africa are suffering deeply for their faith in ways you and I find hard to even imagine. Loss of home and family, threats of death, but you can give them hope. You can send the Bibles they long for. Let them know that when they call on you, you hear them and you answer. Right now, combined with the challenge grant already provided by Friends of Bible League, when you give $25, we will be able to send 10 Bibles. When you give $50, we'll be able to send 20. Call 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-937-9673. Or give online at 1-800-YES-WORD.com.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now is a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how do they handle handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff. And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monta Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600564.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scantibodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. 5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Varango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Uh-oh, clogged drains? What now? Call Howe. Bill Howe Plumbing can unclog your drains fast, starting at only $82. Live operators can take your call anytime, day or night. So call 1-800-BILL-HOWE or visit billhowe.com today.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Would you like me to talk now? Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM. I got the piece of food stuck in my throat right there. I had popcorn.
Hey, at least the show's not lights out.
Oh, that's really dark of you. Tiger game was suspended because of the lights. And I'm just thinking somebody in Detroit stole them.
Are they going to try and fix it for today, or they're just not playing today?
They're still playing. They're back to playing. But I just think somebody stole them while they were... It's Detroit, man. Come on. Thanks for listening to KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. That's my commitment to radio ministry right here. I mean, I'm here doing the show while the Tigers play. That shows you no pay and no baseball watch. And I owe $1,300 I don't have. If you want, you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience. Like it. And or...
Ain't got no money. Ain't got no honey.
Or you can hum that song, because that's a great song right there. Also, follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because... smart. Oh. Ooh, that's two good ones. Man, I'm on a roll today. This segment brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control and our very own good friend Sue Freeze, a.k.a. their termite lady. Da, 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 da. All right, so Sue's son suffered chronic asthmatic symptoms in part due to chemicals in the house. So when she got involved in the business, she goes, we're not going to have stuff like that to hurt kids. Ecola uses microwave, electrogun, patented Ecola heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. Tenting. That's when they throw the big tent on your house, and it looks like you're having a carnival, but you're not. You know what I'm saying? Here's the deal. 30 years of service. 30 years. Congratulations to them. Their big opportunity for the 30 years, your big opportunity for the 30 years, is to get $100 off any termite work or $50 off any of the pest control work. What's awesome about that, especially it's the initial pest control work on the $50 off. It's a great opportunity, a great deal, and it's because they care. What you can do is you call 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. You can go to ecolatermite.com, E-C-O-L-A termite, E-C-O-L-A termite.com, 1-800-332-BUGS. Don't forget, Sue has a show on KPRZ Saturdays at 4 p.m. Okie dokie. How you doing, Robo Producer? How are things?
You know, Dave, there's nothing like a short moment of time when your team just comes back after losing two devastating close games and just spanks the other team around that you just feel like you're on top of the world. That and spiritually, I'm doing fine.
So basically, you're happy the Chargers won. I got that.
The
and
who?
Then also the Chargers. Oh, that's not what you were talking about. I'm sorry. Let's cover into the next segmente.
That's the Italian word for segment?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I'm having fun. You gotta sometimes you listen to this stuff on the news, you can't believe it's real. I mean, you just sit there and you go, is that real? Is that true? Is it real? Because you wonder, are they like getting together and saying, let's produce stories that will make it easy for afternoon radio hosts? That's what I think they might be.
I don't think the radio business can ever go out of business for that reason alone.
It's amazing. And by the way, in the next segment, I'm going to do a DDD. Ooh, I mean, like, ooh, deep.
Are you talking like, ooh?
Ooh, deep. But for this segment, let's talk about this. Two things I want to point out. One, I don't know how to deal with this quite exactly, so you have to work with me on this one. Chris Matthews. Chris Matthews, do you know, is somebody who hosts on MSNBC. If you're listening to this show and you watch MSNBC and you're watching MSNBC to be informed, I just pray that the Lord would fill the empty space that's between your head. Because I don't know anything to say. I don't know what else to say. So Chris Matthews, by the way, has said this. He said this, and this is something I would be very concerned about if I'm this person. He said, the good John McCain is back. Because John McCain's really mad at Senator Cruz and at the House. So he goes, the good John McCain is back. Here's my comment to that. Anytime Chris Matthews pays you a compliment, you're on the wrong side of things.
This is exactly why in 2008 I didn't want to vote for John McCain, but I didn't have a choice.
So, you know, I did vote for him, but I'm feeling very very misrepresented. That's how I feel. And if Chris Matthews told me that's a nice tie, I would never wear it again.
I'd burn it.
And if, I mean, anything like, I'd never do it again. So when Chris Matthews goes, it's the good John McCain. If I'm John McCain, I'm thinking I got to switch my position. It's no matter what happens. Okay. Because already I've got the definition. I'm nuts. But this I thought was much more interesting. Tell me what you think of this. I'm in that kind of mood.
Better.
Oh, this is much better. This is Harry Reid upset.
Oh, Lord. I know.
That's right. Wait, this is classic. He's upset over the GOP's blatant attack on bipartisanship, which he says, I've worked hard to rise above partisanship. So, wait, right after he said that, there was a video picture of Judas going, I've worked really hard not to be a betrayer. But wait, that's nothing. Listen to this. Right after that, and I read that, I received a phone call. Do you know who called me?
Harry Reid?
No. You know who called me?
No.
Pinocchio. Pinocchio called me and he goes, I am too a real boy and I can prove I'm a real boy because I have a brother. His name is Harry Reid. What more, ladies and gentlemen? What more do you need to know? What more do you need to know than that? I might not have the voice for radio, but man, do I have the brain for radio. Is that classic?
That, ladies and gentlemen, is what we call funny.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. So here's the funniest part. It's the people that, like, you know, I'm not a partisan person. I'm not this. Look, I don't think Jesus came to the planet to unite the planet. If you think that, you should read Matthew chapter 10, verse 37 and 38. Jesus said, I didn't come here to bring this peace. There's a big misconception about Christmas and about the message of Christmas. There's a huge misconception. I can't wait till we dive into it. We're going to do it this year. But the whole idea that it's peace, men to men, peace, goodwill on earth, it's all this peace. That's not even what the scripture says. It's so irritating how they take portions of scripture and manipulate and change and make different messages, pretty much like you have a manger scene, which never happened. Wise men, never there. With the shepherds, never there, 2 years apart. 2 years apart. Every manger scene you have that has three wise men sitting in it, not biblical. Period. It's not true. And so it's this kind of thing. The message that came from Christmas was peace between God and men for those on whom his favor rests. And, you know, they don't talk about that. Thank you very much. So we're going to cover that in depth, and we'll get to that. So Jesus not being Mr. Uniter, Jesus said, I've not come to send peace, but a sword. And Jesus, you know what happens in Jesus Christ? You're either on the left or on the right. You're either on the left or on the right. I just want to point out that the people on the right are called the sheep, and they go in, and the people on the left are the goat, and I can do nothing about it. I didn't write the story. Okay, it's not my. I didn't choose the left or right thing. I didn't choose that. That's not my fault. Anyway, I just thought that was funny. I am too, a boy. Oh my gosh! Will you stop calling me? He keeps calling me. I don't know what his deal is. And Harry Reid is my brother. Okay, that's enough. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we're gonna do a DDD. Could I be in the DDD? No, you can't be on the DDD. Will you get out of here? Oh, my goodness. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we got to do something spiritual. We do? Get out of here.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Sometimes you need money and you need it fast, and timing is everything. Money Tree offers same-day financial solutions that are quick and easy, so you don't have to wait. Call or visit a Money Tree branch near you. Learn more at MoneyTreeInc.com. Money Tree, money and time.
Hi, Mark Larson for my friends at Aramco Financial. You've heard me talk with Mehran Aram about all the new regulations coming from government. Some hit on October 1st, and there are others looming for the 1st of January. This is all in the area of reverse mortgages. Now, the reverse mortgage program is alive and well and still there for your opportunity. You really ought to check it out. If you and your spouse are 62 or older and you own your home, don't miss the opportunity. And certainly talk to Aramco, talk to Mehran and his team before some additional government red tape is there in January. Call this number, 866-600-1130 for Aramco Financial. Ask about a reverse mortgage workshop. There's another one coming up. Ask about a one-to-one session. But the bottom line is don't wait. It could cost you money by waiting. Find out about the opportunities now. 866-600-1130 or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
Mark Larson is right on the mark.
Okay, I'll admit it. I hadn't been to the San Diego Symphony in years. That is, until last Saturday night. I was asked by friends who were chairing the opening night gala to MC a portion of the evening's events, including a special dinner and auction. We had some tremendous success raising money for the symphony's educational outreach programs, bringing fine music to our schools, especially the ones that have suffered most with budget cuts. So some 61,000-plus students benefit from symphony programs. But it was the music itself that brought me to some deeper thoughts. As the San Diego Symphony opened the season with some of the best Gershwin classics, I was in the moment, and that's a rarity for me. I'm often tempted to check email, check something else on my phone, think about what I have to do next or tomorrow or next week. I know it's a reflection of our super busy world, and I'm not alone with that kind of thing. But the music played on, the flawless strings soaring, and I was suddenly thinking about the Creator, how God is the inspiration for the best art and music. The creativity that flows from the kind of music that endures decades and even centuries. I was also watching the majestic moves of the maestro, Yahya Ling. internationally renowned director who just happens to be a Christian. It was an awesome evening. No political party on the left or right has a lock on classical music and art. Though sometimes I wonder why it's mostly liberals who seem to support it with tangible underwriting. The music from a world-class symphony like San Diego's is worthy of all of our support and enjoyment. I'm Mark Larson on KPRZ, 1210 AM.
You heard Sean Doan on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth here on KPRZ. You have a lot of financial questions. How can I save for retirement when I have so much debt? How can I protect myself from the IRS? How can I finally make some progress on my second mortgage? What can I do with the real estate I own when I'm upside down? Sean Doan is part of a family law firm that helps families like yours find hope again. You don't have to face these complex issues alone anymore. Make the wise call. Schedule your confidential free consultation with Sean today. Go to Sean's website for more at DoanLaw.com and register for an upcoming seminar. If you need wisdom on your debt situation, call Sean Doan at 760-746-4476. Here's Sean on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth, weekday afternoons at 6:30. Doan Law, San Diego's largest and best equipped to help your family find hope and freedom again. Call 760-746-4476.
Have you ever used the excuse the devil made me do it? Well, you may be right. I'm Screwtape, demon extraordinaire and star of the Screwtape Letters, the wildly popular stage adaptation of the best-selling novel by C.S. Lewis. In it, I teach young Wormwood the art of temptation, a wickedly witty portrait of spiritual warfare and how demons like me influence your everyday life. But don't take my word for it. After all, why should you trust me? The Associated Press calls C.S. Lewis the Screwtape Letters devilishly funny. Lewis's insights still resonate. Christianity Today says it's a profound experience, and the National Review calls it pure genius. See C.S. Lewis the Screwtape Letters. Get your tickets today.
As a listener, you know that Ecola Termite and Pest Control is successful because they're so effective. Well, if you're looking for a successful career, Ecola wants to talk to you. They have an opening for a technician. You need a good driving record, a valid driver's license, and a good attitude. This is a full-time career with benefits. They provide the training. You bring the dedication. Be a part of the Ecola family. Log on to the Ecola website, termitelady.com. Or call 858-488-2847. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Apply online at the Ecola website, termitelady.com, or call 858-488-2847. That's 858-488-2847.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
You can't lie. So tell me, puppet, where is Shrek?
I don't know where he's not.
You're telling me you don't know where Shrek is?
Accurate to assume that I couldn't exactly not say that it is or isn't almost partially incorrect.
So you do know where he is?
On the contrary, I'm possibly more or less not definitely rejecting the idea that in no way, with any amount of uncertainty, that I undeniably do or do not know where he shouldn't probably be, if that indeed wasn't where he isn't.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. As a clip from Harry Reid talking to the Senate today, I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at 1210 AM KPRZ, San Diego, California. Let's do a weather check. Stunning. That's what I'd say about the weather today. Stunning. It looks super duper terrific.
Partially stunning, mostly stunning, or all stunning?
All stunning. And then the traffic, actually a buildup on La Jolla Village Drive.
That's
a buildup
right there.
That's nothing new. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway. And, you know, you talk about Eric and you talk about these different things. By the way, if a guy is solid and he's got a business and you know when you deal with him, he's going to be solid with you in business, that's what you want. I mean, that's it. You call 760-743-8803, 760-743-8803. All the estimates they do are free. They do new roof construction, old roof replacements. They do repairs. The big thing for them is that Eric and his crew, they have so much experience. They're not going to sit there and go, I don't know. Let me think about this. It's a roof. I don't know. It's a roof. They know exactly what to do. You don't want a general contractor. You want a roofing contractor. You want somebody who knows what they're doing. Sometimes we, I can do it. You know, I think you can do it. I can change a light bulb. But I can't change a roof. So these are the big things here. You go to excaliberroofing.com. That's excaliberroofing.com. Or call them at 760-743-8803. That is what you do. Okay. Kid Dookie, how you doing there? Everybody just all fine? Everybody's okay?
Never better.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Let's see. I've got this DDD. I'm going to head. This is a big DDD. You want to jot this note down for the reference, because it's a big one. Matthew chapter 27, verse 44. This is, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, a major DDD. Devotional diamond of the day. Now, is it major because I say it's major? No, it's major because it's in scripture major. And so if it applies to you and it works for you and it's something that is a blessing for you, great. And if not, then don't worry about it. But I'm just telling you, if you listen, I promise you're going to go, ooh, ooh. And you're not going to go, ooh, scary. You're going to go, ooh, cool. All right, Matthew chapter 27, verse 44, it says this. And for those of you that don't know it, I'll just explain it again. I'm reading Leviticus and Matthew at the same time. Why? Who knows? Why would you even ask me? That's the Lord. I don't know. I just follow along.
Because you've had two monsters.
Not yet. So here's the deal. While I'm reading both of them, then I go interspersed between them. So here, this is the Matthew one. Matthew chapter 20. So it's going to be Leviticus and Mark pretty soon. Here's what it says. Now watch this. I promise you this will be something you'll be like, ooh, deep. Matthew chapter 27, verse 44, it says this. In the same way, even the criminals who were crucified with Jesus kept taunting him. Now listen. In Matthew chapter 27, verse 44, it says, in the same way, even the criminals who were crucified with him kept taunting him. Now, the criminals that they're referring to, there were probably more than three in totality people up there. It wasn't probably just Jesus and the two dudes, but definitely the two dudes around him were initially taunting him. Now, some people go, no, that other guy, he didn't taunt him. I disagree with you. I think scripture disagrees with you. I think in the beginning, both dudes were taunting. Now, listen to what I'm going to say. Just listen, and then if you don't like it, reject it. Okay, you use it against you. I think both the dudes were taunting Jesus. The one on the right and the one on his left. Both, there's scripture indicate the one on the right and the one on the left did the taunting. But in Luke chapter 23, verse 39 through 43, it says one of the criminals who hung there, he was hurling insults at him. He said, "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and save us." Okay, which I'm not sure that that's an insult. But then the next verse says, but the other criminal rebuked him. Don't you fear God since you're under the same sentence? We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man's done nothing wrong. Then he said to Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus answered him, I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise. Now, for all the Christians who go, no, that's before the dispensation started, so that guy can get saved that way. But now, if you're not baptized and you're on the cross like that and you die, you're not going in. Ridiculous. Why would you even make a theology about that? How silly is that? Okay, but that's not the issue. The issue is the guy standing next to Jesus. Not a lot of time to do good works here for the guy on the cross, was there? He said, remember me, Lord. He didn't even say forgive me. He said, remember me. Don't forget me. That's what he said. Not remember. Not forgive me. Remember me. But the question is what happened? Because scripture clearly indicates in Matthew and Mark that he was being insulted by the people next to him. And then in this part in Luke, the guy's like going, hey, you know, we're just like, we're getting what we deserve. This guy didn't do anything wrong. What happened? You know what happened? Listen to me. Listen. The dude got closer to Jesus as he got closer to Jesus. hanging there with Jesus in the throes of death, seeing that the man did nothing, seeing how the people were insulting him while he committed no crime, seeing that he was being crucified, being close enough to Jesus, changed the guy. It changed him. And you want to know the real DDD and all the DDDs and what every DDD stands for, every devotional diamond of the day, and for everything that you go to church for and everything that you put together as a ministry and for everything you put together as a work or as a purpose or as a plan for the kingdom of God? It's all about getting people close to Jesus so Jesus can change them. And it's all about you and I getting closer to Jesus so he can change us. Because in the condition that we're in the place that we're in the walk that we're in, we're not close enough. And because of that, we got a lot of baggage and a lot of garbage. And some of us do really good at letting that baggage go. But if you look at one of Max Lucado's last books, he says, you know, he talks about this whole thing about how a lot of us Christians have the baggage and we carry it around like a bag of garbage still. But the closer you get to Jesus, the more you observe Jesus, the more you have your eyes riveted on Jesus, the more you see Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died on that cross for our sins, the closer you get, the more you see, the more you change, the more your life is altered. Now, it's probable that that guy started in one place during his crucifixion. It wasn't exactly a 5-minute experience. And drew closer to Jesus. And drew closer to Jesus to the point where he would go from insulting to defending. And you're thinking, well, I don't know if I agree with that. Well, then tell me if you agree with this. That guy on that cross next to Jesus on Jesus's cross only asked for one thing from Jesus as he looked upon him, just like he looked upon himself, knowing that Jesus was innocent. He just simply said, "Remember me, Lord, remember me." The closer you and I get to Jesus, the more that prayer should be on our lips. Lord, remember me in all my trials, in all my trouble, and all of my misunderstanding, and all of my sinfulness and foolishness, and all of those things, because I know you're coming into your kingdom, remember me. Don't forget me, Lord. Don't forget me. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, that's the gospel. Because Jesus told that man, listen to what he said. He said, "I tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in paradise. I won't just remember you. I'm taking you with me." How awesome is that? That is great gospel material. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we might do a giveaway. What? Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
This hour brought to you in part by Jason with Park Place Funding. Call him today and ask about his special for KPRZ listeners, 949-282-8428.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 $1,000 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
This one is 0.3 cents more expensive per ounce than that one. We gotta get this one.
Oh, do you remember what Thursday night used to be? It used to be our date night.
Oh, yeah.
When did it become grocery night?
Well, we're together, aren't we?
Talking about 0.3 cents.
Well, it's actually 0.3 cents, babe. And if you amortize that over the course of the year, we're saving $2. Come on.
That is not a date.
Maybe you could use a real date night. Get away, just the two of you, to Family Life's Weekend to Remember, coming to the Sheraton Carlsbad and the Hyatt Regency La Jolla in November. You'll learn new ways to communicate, have plenty of time to talk about the things that really matter, and you'll spend Saturday evening on a romantic date instead of at the grocery store. Learn more at familylife.com/radio.
Oh, this is taking forever.
Okay, you take that half of the store, I'll take this half. Let's meet back in Frozen, okay?
I thought we were already there.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus, and he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 760-745-8105. That's 760-745-8105 or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 760-745-8105.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I was just talking to a robo-producer. We were just talking about that last DVD, because a lot of times when I'm doing some of the teachings and so on and so forth, the robo-producer, he's got to be doing two or three things at one time. He can't always just sit there and listen. So you might be thinking, oh, you go into radio, you just sit there and listen to somebody like Dave, and he get the funny stuff, and then you just get to sit there and listen to the teaching and the preaching. And so I was like, no.
One would wish, but no.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. So here's the deal. So we were just talking about, it's really funny, we were talking about that devotional we just talked about the guy on the cross and how he went from the place of insulting to a place of defending, how he went from a place of not really knowing Jesus to knowing Jesus. And then, yes, I did make fun of people who think you have to baptize. I did. It's like I did.
But it brings up a very interesting point.
But this point that it brings up is crucial. Right? Like, what did this guy do to deserve salvation? Obviously nothing. He didn't even ask. He didn't even he repented in the sense that he said, remember me. But that's the point that the robo-producer brought up, which was a great point, was what? Your point was?
My point was, and we're all guilty of this. I've done it several times. I'm sure you've done it as well, where you get to a point in your life where you think that you've done just something just so atrocious, so horrible, or a series of events that you're just like, dude, I'm a sinner. There is no way that a guy like Jesus, a God of that magnitude, would ever want somebody like me.
Now, here's the great thing about understanding that feeling. Understanding that feeling that you have. Because when you said it's happened to you a couple times, to me it's happened about 50,000 times.
Well, that's probably what I mean by a couple. It's happened
a lot. Yeah, I mean, it happens to everybody a lot. Here's what takes place. We forget that when God chose us, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, I could quote 50 scriptures, okay? And we're not talking about the free will element. We're just simply talking about the divine election element, which both elements are obviously valid. You just got to figure out how to find a balance. But when you're talking about that, you're talking about the fact that God is a God that operates as an interlinear being, operates in all times, which means he knows not just the outcomes of things, but possible outcomes of things. He exists in every possible realm. Wow, right? For sci-fi people, wow, Okay, like Q to the Q. And then here's the real element to that, that he knows that you were going to commit the sins that you committed after you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He knows that you were going to commit those sins. And here's the kick that will show you that he knows that you're going to commit sins you've yet to commit, and yet he still chooses you. Here's the process by which you can know that is absolutely true. You ready? You ready for the process? Remember, he told Peter before Peter denied him that he was going to deny him three times. Jesus foretold of the process for Peter. Peter functioned in that process. Yet, in spite of the fact that Peter was going to deny Jesus Christ completely three times in a row, Jesus still chose Peter. And even though you're going to commit this sin that you don't know about in 10 years, that God knows you're going to commit, he still chose you. And when you say, I would never do something like that, that's exactly what Peter said. I would never do that, Lord. I would never deny you. Before the cock crows three times, you're going to deny me. I wouldn't do it. Does that sound familiar? Lord, I would never do this. Lord, I would never commit this sin. Does that sound familiar? And then he does it. Listen to how deep that teaching is. Jesus foretold Peter, you're going to do this. You're going to deny me. Peter's like, Jesus is, But I still choose you because I choose you, because I love you and I selected you. I mean, I agree with the people that go, how can people live without God? What kind of life is that? And then there's the people that mock all the time and like, I don't need God. And then I just like, I'm sorry, God didn't choose you. I can't help you. But it's so powerful. God knew what Peter was going to do and told him, still chose him. God knows what you're going to do. You know, you don't even know the sin you're going to commit. He still chose you. He still wants you. He still loves you. He's still committed to you. He's still on your side. And what you're going to do 24 hours from now that you don't even know you're going to do, he knows. But it's not greater than the love of Jesus Christ or the blood of Jesus Christ. That's what you got to remember. That God is greater. Where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. You know that sin? It's terrible. You know God's grace? It's bigger. You know that failure that you've committed? It's awful. You know God's love? It's more intense. You know that mess up that you're in? You know that forgiveness that's there for you? You can't take advantage of it like it's a candy machine. You can't live in lasciviousness. But you got to understand that forgiveness is real. It's not partial. It's not part. It's full. Because God is full of love and grace and mercy. Good call, Robo Producer. I'm pulling that up. Make sure you make the reference to Peter and Jesus knowing Peter, that's Peter's sin ahead of time, and telling him and still choosing him to be a key component in the establishment of the church. How awesome is that? All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, you know, we've got just more stuff. And the stuff is the stuff. You know what I mean? You know what I mean. You got it. Capiche? Capiche. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we have a surprise visitor. We've come a long, long way together. Through the hard times and the good, I have to celebrate.
You'll find out. In any case, I'll be watching. And if you're very lucky, I'll drop by to say hello from time to time. See you.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.